Coming to you live from our Elliott Avenue studios of Sports Radio 950 KJR. This is our weekly conversation with NFL Network's Ian Rappaport. Brought to you by Porter & York. Rare meat, well done. Visit PorterAndYork.com. Now with Ian Rappaport, here's Ian Furness.
Pete Carroll speaking, what, 2:30 today?
2:35, Ian, 2:35. Doesn't he know that we have to make a fact or fiction pick at 2:35?
He doesn't care. That's fine.
Jerk!
We carry him once a week. We're not going to carry him twice. Rap Sheet joins us on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline, brought to you by Porter & York. Hello, sir.
What's going on? How you guys doing?
Good. What's going on with our Seahawks? They're all banged up, aren't they?
I mean, they're a little banged up, but compared to most teams, I mean, compared to, say, like your friends the 49ers, or maybe your friends the Rams, could be a lot worse. Really could be a lot worse.
What's the latest? I heard there's a roster move for Seattle.
Yeah, so Rasheem Green, the young defensive end, he was just placed on IR. And I think that's been like a little bit of a stinger issue that I know they're trying to get calmed down. And, you know, a neck kind of back thing is always tough because you can never quite put a timeline on it. Working on more information here to see if that's a long-term designation. You don't have to say anything, but see if it's a long-term designation or if it's something where maybe he'll be able to come back, say, in three games after they get it, you know, fixed a little bit. Perhaps by the end of the phone call, I will have.
Well, yeah, I hope so. Rap Sheet joining us here, brought to you by Porter & York. Because it's a little different this year. Three games, right? You can have a guy out for three games as opposed to the normal eight.
Yeah, and it's, I really am curious, like, what ends up happening with this because it is three games. That's the minimum. But and there's been more roster moves this year than literally. But it does give the ability to bring in more.
Let's get Rap on. We're going to put you on hold, Rap, just for a second. Phone's kind of cutting out back and forth because, I think that'll be the question that we'll have here with Rasheem Green. Is it three? Is it eight? If it's a stinger, those things kind of can tend to be a while. And this is a guy they need to have getting going. They need him. They need him in a pass rush capacity. They need him to get that cranked up a little bit. He's, you know, for a pass rush that's as bad and anemic as it is, he's one of the few guys that you thought you could maybe count on this year. I'm assuming Alton Robinson will get his first action as a Seahawk. Perhaps let's get Rap back on there. You were just talking about the designation three as opposed to eight games and how that may kind of stick around.
Yeah, I'm really curious to see which direction this goes. And I've talked to GMs and head coaches who love it because they get the flexibility of actually being able to fill roster spots in practice and have good practices. And 16 people on practice squads now means better practices. It does mean owners have to pay a little more for guys because you have more guys on your roster, but I mean, not that much more, right? I kind of wonder if this stays. I've liked it, and I know it means, you know, you probably get guys back a little quicker than you would otherwise because it's not like they have to sit for eight games if they go on IR.
Have you heard, Rap, anything on Josh Gordon and you know, my beer guy, Mike Gustafson, yesterday, our beer guy out here, our distributors, asked a good question.
You
on
have
Twitter.
A beer guy?
We got a beer guy. Listen, I'm in radio. I got a beer guy. We've got a meat guy, right? And we've got a meat guy.
Meat guy, yep. I have the same meat guy.
We got a beer guys. We got meat guys. We got bourbon guys coming up at 220.
We got cider guys.
Cider guys. We got it all, man. Kidding me? Come on now.
You have bourbon guys?
Yeah, we got bourbon guys.
Oh.
Are you a bourbon guy?
Rap.
I am a big bourbon guy. Yeah.
We'll see how that works out for you. Let's see what kind of information you can give us today, and then because our bourbon guy listens, so that's a good thing for you. So we'll see how that turns out. But yeah, what's the story with Josh Gordon? Like Alden Smith's back.
So Josh Gordon, and this is one I get. You know, I get asked a lot, and I made a lot of phone calls on this. Obviously, he has not been activated / reinstated yet. I do not sense that is coming anytime soon. And I know everybody wants him to play. I know it would be so amazing if he got reinstated. I just, from the phone calls I've made and the people I've talked to, I don't sense anything imminent. So I think it's more of a, you know, if he gets back this year, I think it's probably more of a mid-season thing rather than an early season thing. So I think you're talking about at least several weeks. No one has said to me he's definitely not coming back. I just know that there's nothing imminent. So I think he'll keep doing what he's doing, working out, kind of staying around, I guess, but probably not going to be on the roster at any time in the next couple weeks.
Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, joining us. What about Antonio Brown? Anybody sniffing around him with all the injuries? I don't see, I guess, a lot of receiver injuries as much. It's running backs and DNs and everything else, but where's the Antonio Brown saga at right now?
I mean, we've had a lot of receiver injuries, but they're not the kind that you would replace someone with. You know, like it's more like, you know, Michael Thomas is out 2 to 4 weeks with a high ankle sprain, or Julio Jones and Davante Adams have a hamstring. I mean, you don't sign someone with those. So you're right. I mean, it's not like there's been a glaring need. I know that there's been some teams interested. I know that at least at various points over the last year, Seattle has been one of the teams doing homework on it. The problem is, you know, first of all, his legal situation isn't completely resolved. I mean, he's been suspended, but there is another case which he actually just had to submit to discovery for a couple weeks ago. You know, that civil suit is still ongoing. I think he ends up on a team at some point. I also think he'd like to make some money, and I don't think he'll be taking the minimum. So which team, which, you know, it's only going to be a good team. So which really good team has, say, $5 million to spare in late October to sign Antonio Brown? That's really the question. I mean, Seattle could do it. I just don't know that right now they're really dying to, especially because they look pretty good on offense.
Let's talk receivers for a second that are banged up. Julio Jones and Michael Thomas, where are we at with those guys?
Julio's got a chance to play. He's limited today. He's been in on all the game plan meetings. He is, I would say, preparing to play. I don't, you know, if he plays, he's definitely not going to be 100%, but I think he could will himself to be out there. And, you know, it's gotten late pretty early there in Atlanta. I think they really would like to win a football game. So you know he's going to do everything he can to be out there. Michael Thomas is out, so he is not going to play. Second straight week, he has not practiced yet after getting that high ankle sprain. So I know there was some optimism from some people early. This is to be expected. I mean, it's a legitimate injury. He does have a chance to play next week, but we'll see if he's able to practice early in the week to make that happen.
We, our friends, the 49ers, are about as banged up as it can be. Kittle's out, right, this weekend?
Kittle is out. I think he probably plays next weekend, but yes, Kittle is out. And, you know, they got Nick Mullins, a quarterback, which if you're going to play a backup quarterback, he's got to be one of the best you have. And they got two running backs down. They got Mostert and Tevin Coleman down. They have no Solomon Thomas. They are really, really banged up. Now, the other part is they get some guys back. I think Brandon Ayuk probably plays. But, I mean, that's just, you know, that's a tough go-around for the 49ers.
What's the story with the stadium and the turf at MetLife Stadium?
So the turf was, you know, I understand what the 49ers were upset about. They had a lot of injuries on it. It was a new turf that was put in June. It hadn't really been sort of broken in. And I guess the way it works is you put in new turf, you play on it a bunch, a little bit. You and I would walk on it and probably not tell. Players might be able to tell. Mm-hmm. It wasn't broken in great, but, you know, it passed all the inspections, and they inspected it again this week. And it's not like, oh, the NFL is expecting it. It's inspecting it. It's fine. It's the NFL, the NFLPA, the field turf official, the independent field inspector, Jets and Giants, everyone. Everyone gave it clearance. So the turf is okay. It's good to go, and we'll just hope for the 49ers that it's not as devastating as last week.
Yeah, usually, I mean, I want to say they've had, like, high school teams play on things like that before, or at least practice maybe, things like that, play some soccer out there, whatever. Just, yeah, break it in a little bit.
Something.
Yeah, do something out there. All right, sir. By the way, the wings for Porter and York, I had some the other day. They are sensational. I know, right? Yeah, they are fantastic.
So the wings were awesome. Can I tell you what was great, though? So we had wings and sliders. The thing I loved about the sliders, so my wife is very savvy, and she grills with me when I grill. So she looks at the burgers, and she goes, I thought they were sending us sliders. I'm like, me too. But I guess they didn't. I guess they're regular burgers. It's fine. They're going to be awesome. And so we cooked them, and then they shrink to the size of sliders when you're done cooking them. It's amazing. And so they went from, like, regular-looking size burgers to fantastically delicious charbroiled sliders in like, you know, 4 minutes or something, and they were probably the best sliders I've ever had.
It's Wagyu. This isn't your grocery store ground beef. This is Wagyu beef sliders. They are fantastic.
And just so amazing. I could not believe how good the sliders were. Wings were awesome too, obviously, but I could not believe how good the sliders were.
I love it. PorterNewYork.com. And by the way, we did get a text from our bourbon guy, and Kevin will talk to you off the air about that. You might be a happy NFL insider with our friends at Chambers Bay. All right.
God, you got everything. All of my vices handled.
Chambers Bay.
If you just take me out to play golf, then we'll have everything done.
You don't think we got that handled either? Come on now.
Chambers Bay Distillery is going to ruin bourbon for rap. Rap, I'm telling you.
Different level.
Chambers Bay is fantastic.
Yeah, different level bourbon, my man. You're gonna be blown away. So we'll hook you up. We'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week, sir. See ya.
All right, good stuff, guys. Take care.
There you go. That's Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, joining us here on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline.